Cecile's soothing voice snapped my head back into the present. "My lady, may I speak with you in the garden?" he asked as he placed his hand on my shoulder. I gave him a curt nod. I wasn't going to let those people see me cry. We walked out of the manor house together. I kept my head down and angled away from Cecile the whole walk. Suddenly, he stopped walking and put both his hands on my shoulders. "Elodie, my lady, have you been feeling okay?" Cecile began. This was a conversation I've been dreading ever since we got married. My body shook slightly due to my legs being unstable and wobbly. "I am overwhelmed, Cecile," I mumbled. I feel like I can't do all of this. The pressure on my shoulders is so much to bear. Those people are correct, Cecile. What kind of lady am I if I can't even give you an heir?" I hadn't even realized I was beginning to tear up until Cecile's thumbs brushed away tears on my cheeks. "Elodie, my dear, I don't care about having an heir. I just want you to be happy. When the time comes, we can figure it all out. I promise, Elodie. I spent a year just trying to marry you for love instead of any other woman for money. I intend to do anything I can't keep you happy."